This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces hit the city of Jenin with drone strikes and troops on Monday as part of one of the biggest West Bank incursions in 20 years. At least 8 people were killed and more than 50 injured, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
A deadly raid on the city of Jenin, one of the biggest Israeli operations in the occupied West Bank in 2 decades. Israel used drone strikes on Monday for only the second time since 2006. Hundreds of its troops were also involved in long gun battles. The Jenin Brigades, a unit made up of militant groups based in a crowded refugee camp, said it was engaging Israeli forces and had shot down one of the drones.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The Ukrainian military released combat footage on Monday, purportedly showing storming operations near Bakhmut. Ukraine said on Monday its troops had regained more ground along eastern and southern fronts in what President Volodymyr Zelensky described as progress in a quote-unquote difficult week for Kyiv's counteroffensive against Ukrainian forces. Turkey will not lift its opposition to Sweden joining NATO unless it stops harboring groups Turkey considers to be terrorists, President Tayyip Erdogan said on Monday. Sweden and Finland applied for NATO membership last year, ditching long-held policies of military non-alignment after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Applications for membership must be approved by all NATO members, but Turkey and Hungary have yet to clear Sweden's bid. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.